Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Thursday, November 14th, 2019. There's the bell. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Matthew.
How it is?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
I mean, I got no reason to complain. Like, you can sit there on the toilet as I did this morning and flip over to the weather, which I'm going to give you in a minute. That was a reminder to myself. And, oh, God, it's going to be cold. But then it's like Fat Boy said yesterday. For, like, depending on, like, Fat Boy, do you have a remote start on your car?
Not at all.
Okay. How far are you from the front door of your dwelling where you stay to your vehicle?
Maybe 15 yards.
Okay. Do you run real quickly out here? let me back up from the table here. I got a point about, okay, you're wearing jeans today. This son of a bitch was wearing shorts yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even say anything during the show because it was so busy in here with all the processed milkshakes, the meat shakes.
Ugh.
I'm going to check on that in a second, Paige. But I said, what are you trying to say here? Like, are you protesting global warming or what are you trying to say? I'm hardcore. And he's like, no, I'm outside for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's not that long.
You know what? I mean, hell, you got a point. But then again, you got the bipolar, behavior of our heating and AC elements here.
Yeah. Luckily, it never seems to go on the cold end in here for the most part. It's usually hot or comfortable, but usually it doesn't just get cold.
Yes, that's true.
Like, I'm in pants today because I'm out of shorts.
Oh, really?
So,
how many pairs of shorts do you have? I know you have 7 T-shirts, unless you've added some new closet accessories.
I got 3 pair that I wear out and a couple that I wear in the house.
What's wrong with
that? Because I don't really have any shirts that match them. It's like a turquoise short and a purple short.
Are they like a Umbro style short, basketball short?
Yeah, like athletic.
Yeah.
I don't really know. No, not like the Umbros were back in the day, to where if you caught a wind, people were going to be looking at your stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. The Umbros were the thing.
You'd
hang right out of them damn things.
Yeah. Like, soccer players.
Here's my stuff.
I caught her berries. I caught Lutzies at Zach Sutherland at Wade Hampton when he'd bend over every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was blonde top to bottom. It really was.
That's so.
So I got to get some new shorts.
Oh, okay. That's what that was about.
Umbros were messed up, man. They just show you junk off.
Yeah, they were.
If you had junk, there you go. Everybody knew.
Yeah, I mean,
couldn't sit down in them, couldn't bend over in them.
But was it a different cut for girls, Umbros? I guess it would be called sisses.
I was Umbros the first time I saw a woman naked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in a church
gym teacher?
No, I was in a church van.
Church. Oh, yeah.
She was, we were on a youth trip. She was climbing over the seats. And I just, just looked up and like, hey.
Yeah.
That's first time I've seen that in flesh. I've only ever seen this in photos and videos.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't remember her name. She was good looking, though.
Carol.
No.
Not the same girl.
Margaret.
What church? Was it when your Pomeil days or Anderson?
After it was okay. No, it was in the Berea area days.
Ooh, yeah. When you lived near the bootleg Capri's over
this
there.
This would have been a church that back in the 90s had the Judgment House to go to.
Oh,
in the
I know the one.
You
man.
Know the one. Yep.
Yeah, man. Before that, they had one of the greatest haunted houses.
Yeah.
Before they had to change to Judgment Houses.
Yeah, it was like,
which
man.
Is what's more scary? Being scared in a haunted house? Ooh, it's haunted. Or you're gonna walk in here, we're gonna judge you at the end, and you gotta decide at the end, do you wanna die and burn forever, or do you wanna be here on Sunday morning?
Yeah.
I'd rather go get take a chance of getting scared.
It was great because they'd give you, like, it'd be hot in the hell scene where it's all dark and glowing red.
Uh-huh.
And the dude who played the devil at that church was really good at it. He just had this evil look to him. And then you get to go to heaven, and, like, it's cool, and it feels good, and there's a light breeze, and it smells nice.
Someone I know, their church had one, and it wasn't that good. They just had, like, it was basically like orange and red streamers that they had fans blowing, where it looked like it was like gimmick flames coming up out of it. Like, it looked like an elementary school production.
Yeah, they didn't try to have like fire or any kind of fake fire. They just have it kind of smoky in there, have a smoke
Guess
machine.
What? Seven people changed their lives that night.
Oh, yeah, man. Every time you see it's all these people just throwing themselves down on their knees to pray.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's called knee mail, Jimmy, and it still works. You are.
Always be like some family in a car wreck, or some kids in a car wreck, or somebody in a car wreck, and they die.
Should be a new church commercial. Going out tonight? Yeah, we are too, but you should be at church Sunday morning. I'm saying don't be judgmental. Don't do that. Today,
even though the damn thing's called Judgment House.
Judgment House. Don't be judgmental. Cloudy. Slight chance of a rain shower. High of 44. Quattro. Right now, it's cloudy and 32 in Greer, South Carolina.
Yeah, if you're going to complain about it being cold, remember, it was supposed to be colder than it is. It's supposed to be in the 20s, but it's not going to get that cold.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, I got a couple thoughts here. One, this would be more leaning because Paige I'm going to get to in a second, because I'm going to ask all about her afternoon. But did Nine, you or Fat Boy watch? What did you watch on TV last night, if anything? Nine, I bet, was still watching like Dalmatians and Pinocchio and stuff on Disney Plus.
I watched Camp Nowhere and then a little bit of Dynamite.
What? Are you talking about Good Times?
No, AEW Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fat Boy.
I was watching Rockets and Clippers. Then I watched a little bit of the Lakers play.
Wow, no wrestling at all on the biggest night of wrestling.
I know.
What used to be Monday Night Wars is now Wednesday Night Wars. Literally, it works. Wednesday Wars. So this is 21st century problems here, technologically speaking, there we go. It got a DVR, right?
Yep.
I can watch something live, but I also want to tape something. But if I tape two things, I have to watch one of them.
Oh, you got a dual tuner.
But there was a third situation, and it wasn't the Lakers or the Rockets or Pinocchio or any of that stuff. It was the damn CMAs. And I didn't want to watch the CMAs live. I wanted to tape it because I knew Garth was likely performing. It was definitely going to be there. And I knew all week long that we were going to be able to see Reba and Dolly and freaking Carrie Underwood perform together, because they'd all been teasing it all week on Instagram.
Yeah.
Except Dolly. I don't think she's on Instagram, or not her herself. But so I had to like sit there and like, Jimmy, you'll love this. I used Google to figure out, what do I do? I didn't say, hey, Alexa, what do I do? So then I quickly thought, I need to tape the CMAs. Because I definitely want to go through that, because 90% of it I don't want to see. But I definitely want to see AEW, because I love Dynamite.
Yeah.
The new wrestling, Chris Jericho's, they were just in Charlotte. Look it up. If you don't know about it, look it up. Bless you. Who's that? Fat Boy or Paige? It's really, really good wrestling. But then, freaking, I also knew some speculation about the other one. That's NXT. That's WWE's. Used to be their minor leagues, but now it's like their major leagues.
Always good shows.
Hard to figure out.
Put on some good shows.
So I said, okay. So I knew, though, that Dynamite, which is on TNT, they replay the hell out of it, and it's on demand instantly.
Yeah, they replay it at like midnight or something.
Yeah. So I started watching NXT, and holy crap. Boy, why can't they take that? I'll put this in a way that everybody, that even if you don't like wrestling, you understand. Imagine that all of a sudden the Greenville Drive, and they do, I mean, they have great attendance out there. Don't get me wrong. But let's say that all of a sudden Greenville Drive is selling out every single game. People all over the world want their merchandise. You have major leaguers for some reason who aren't even hurt just showing up to play play the Greenville Drive, because the Greenville Drive, of course, Boston Red Sox major league affiliate or minor league affiliate. That's what's happening with wrestling right now, because WWE, who usually for a while owned everything, started losing it to AEW, which is kind of like, let's say, the XFL or whatever, American Legion baseball. I don't know. Put it in that kind of baseball analogy.
Post 52.
XFL and American Legion baseball, you really put them into minor leagues.
But because AEW was on Wednesday nights and so was NXT, the minor league wrestling was on Wednesday nights. WWE puts all their attention on Wednesday nights because they have direct competition, not against themselves. Therefore, Wednesday night, the so-called, hey guys, get ready for the big time, is now the big time, and it was awesome.
Yeah, man, they don't have a big staff of writers, and Vince McMahon isn't involved with it, so it's usually a good show.
It was it was great. I mean, it was great to the point I saw very little AEW, so don't mess it up for me.
They put on a good show. NXT's always put on good shows.
It was wonderful. I mean, it was really, really good. Not even with Finn Balor. I mean, he was good on there. Him talking all pissed off is funny with his accent.
Is he there full-time now?
For now.
Nothing matters in that world anymore. Draft? Oh, you're on SmackDown? Well, it doesn't matter. You might show up in OVW.
OVW. That's Al Snow's name.
I mean, good Lord. It's crazy. So anyway, I'm going to watch the CMAs today.
Hope you enjoy it.
On DVR. Yeah, because I want to see. I do know that Garth was there.
Yeah.
But I'm in a love-hate relationship with him still.
See, I have this great Benji TV thing. I can DVR. I think if I wanted to, I could DVR everything on every channel at the same time.
How?
It's because it's all cloud-based, internet-based. Oh. There's no hardware involved.
Oh.
No actual tuners involved or anything. Just all cloud-based YouTube stuff.
But there's no limit to it? Like, you don't know certain gigabytes?
No, it just goes.
Oh. Damn. Yeah, you can only do two at once. That sucks, man.
Yeah, it does.
And I went to one recently. I had, I think, a 4 or 5 tuner. You know, that was cool.
You could tape 5 shows?
It was 4 or 5, I believe.
But besides a sporting event, what is not on demand that you want to watch? And why would you necessarily want to watch a football game on DVR?
Yeah, I wouldn't record sports, but some of the stuff on demand will go from the network. Like, they'll shorten it, and then they'll put spots in it. You can't bypass.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about watching some of the stuff on demand that sucks.
It's almost like, I was laughing at myself. Like, it wasn't a serious problem, but I'm like, just thinking back to the old days, the 3 channels. And then when all of a sudden, these big wigs, these new kids from Fox, Carolina, come rolling into town. It's like, what is this 4th channel they're talking about?
Now I got a freaking ad Showtime, because Ray Donovan comes back, and there's more money per month.
Like, don't you want... I mean, no, it would be a monopoly of crazy proportions, but like, don't you want somebody just to buy it all so you just have one payment? Just pay one. I don't care if it's Disney or Bezos. Yeah. I don't care if Wojo or...
Wojo House. Back to floor.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if all the Shark Tanks want to get together and buy all movies and TV. I just want one place to go. Because I was in here joking. I was like, we mentioned these crazy movies. What was it? Stay Tuned. The 80s movie with John Ritter.
Yeah.
They get caught in the TV in Pleasantville and all these movies. I was like, I want to make a website where you just put in the movie or the TV show and it tells you which platform. And Jimmy, we were being sarcastic with each other, I think. He says, it's called Google. You put it in there.
Yeah, I mean, really, it'll tell you if it's streaming on various services, just put it in.
There's no reason to have any new ideas. Like, yesterday, I thought, wow, I've hit another lightning bolt of a great idea of, we're talking about wiping and how you do it. And 9 uses 1 ply and Fatboy uses his bare hand. No, I'm kidding. He uses a double ply, I think. And we talked about how you do that. I said, why not just make a toilet paper glove? Just really, what a great idea. Humpteen people tweet me the Amazon link.
Hey, Richie Wilson already did it.
It's already there.
Man, I rented Stay Tuned a while back on Amazon Prime Video. I've been wanting to watch it for a while. It's never free streaming on any of the services. Never, ever, ever, ever. I don't know why.
It's like Christmas Vacation.
A forgotten classic.
You have to buy that one.
No. Yeah.
But
that'll make you feel good that you don't have to use all this brain power. Only a few people need to be smart. and the rest of us can be stupid.
Yeah, but like, no, it's not that. Like, think about like back in time, like people like Tesla and Edison before he stole all Tesla stuff, and you know all these great inventors. Why were they the first? Why were they the great inventors? Because they claimed it first. Because there was a way to claim it.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about before. Have you ever, Fat Boy? I know you remember this happening to you, and you and I were talking about this. How you'll make a joke on Twitter, and then somebody will tweet you and say, "Quit stealing so and so's jokes." Yeah. He already made that joke. It's like the only reason there are inventions that are accredited to one person is because A, they bought it, or they bought the invention, or the, you know, the trademark and all that stuff, or it was actually trademarked. Because before all that, how do you know on this side of the world so-and-so didn't make this or that? Over here in China, Doohickey made this or that. There's no way to know.
Plus, you had all the stuff that was made and then lost in distant history.
Yeah. After the mud flood, of course.
Yeah, we had all this technology that nobody knows about how far advanced it was, but it seems like it might have been fairly well advanced.
Yeah.
So a lot of these things have been invented and then lost.
Weather vanes my ass.
Then we went back to caveman days, and then we had them again.
Yeah. So it keeps happening.
I watched Stay Tuned on July 30th.
How do you know that?
I can see my digital order invoices.
See, techno.
I rented it from Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, man. And now they're making people and remaking people in movies. James Dean's going to be in a movie. Right, James Dean's that who it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, James Dean's
this
in a movie.
Technology. God bless. I mean, that's freaky. There's nothing. I mean, what else can you do, technically speaking? What else? Imagine it.
Holograms.
It would suck, though. The clarity would suck. Like, if you projected it like they do on Back to the Future 2, for instance, the clarity sucks. It's crappy. It's grainy.
Mm-hmm. I think they got them with phones, right? Somebody's got hologram keyboards. Well, can't remember his computer.
I might buy one of the new iPhones just so I can take a picture of these pretty moons. Because my pictures of the moons look like bullcrap.
If you want good pictures, you got to get the Pixel, man.
I don't want to buy it just so I can take pictures of the moon. I'll just Google image search it and screen cap it. Save some money. But why can't... That's the thing. Why does it take so long to be able to take pictures of the moon? Zoom in a mile away down somebody's shirt.
Because the time you get in there, it's digital zoom, and digital zoom doesn't look good.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, there's no optical zoom on a phone to speak of.
Optical.
You need one of them huge zoom lenses to get in there.
Paige.
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm better today. I was much better once I got home and I showered all that smell off of me.
There was smell because you got...
I mean, it's the smell that I couldn't get past yesterday.
Was it coming out of your pores or something?
I might have gotten it on some of my clothes, that it was in my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And you just showered with the clothes
jumped
on?
Jumped right in with the clothes on.
No,
I get what you're saying. It's on your body,
just,
you smell
it. It was just in on my skin, so once I showered it off, I was happier and felt better.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this real quick, because I know we got to go because the music's already quit playing, but you sound more opened up now.
Yeah.
Yesterday on your show, I was listening. You sounded like it helped with the all this sinus or colds or whatever we all been dealing with.
Oh, it'll help with that.
It was so hot and spicy. It was just like putrid fire is what it was.
Hi-ya!
It was awful.
You better try hard this week so you don't lose again. Today, brand new Facebook Fussin'. You'll be able to catch that at 7:30 as always. You'll be able to, of course, watch it too, facebook.com/riseguys. Also today, we will have more tickets to see Bad Wolves a week from today over at the Firmament. You'll be able to get tickets to the show, tickets to the soundcheck meet and greet as well, which is highly valued from what I understand. So we're going to have a lot to do on today's show. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk a little bit about Disney Plus and an episode of The Simpsons that will not air ever. And I'll tell you why next in Rise Guys headlines.
It's not just going to be Song of the South. They're going to comb through that. Yep. There's going to be certain episodes that will vanish forever. And because they own it, it will be gone. Unless you already got it on VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll all make our guesses about what is going to be missing from Disney Plus next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
RiseGuysRadio.com app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Disney Plus has every episode of The Simpsons except for one.
Okay.
It's, you want the title of the...
Well, I think we go to the guy that would win on Simpsons Jeopardy. Jimmy Jack Jackie. Do you know this already, or do you have a good guess? Because you know them all.
It's over. There's over 800 episodes. Would it be something cultural or something that goes at Disney? Because I know they've gone at Disney a bunch of times.
Hmm.
Who's Disney in bed with, politically speaking?
Probably everybody.
Oh. It's a big orgy at Disney.
Well, the episode was titled Stark Raving Dad.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I know that one.
It involves Homer, then.
Features someone who's very famous.
It doesn't involve Homer as much as you think.
Okay. I give up. I don't know that. I mean, I know the show, but not that in depth.
All right. So the episode titled Stark Raving Dad was likely pulled due to multiple allegations of a deceased singer, Michael Jackson. So back in January of this year, HBO aired the documentary Leaving Neverland. And, of course, there's two claims of sexual abuse by Michael Jackson, which featured Wade Robson and James Safechuck. And both these men had close relationships with Michael Jackson as young boys and adolescents. And so they were recounting their alleged memories.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the documentary. So the Simpsons creator and producer said that they felt uncomfortable with the episode in the light of all the accusations in the movie. And because of that, part of the Jackson, that segment was pulled completely in January. So it really had nothing to do with Disney Plus and everything that's going on now. But you won't find that in any of the syndication with the Simpsons because of that.
That's a good episode, too.
It's also thought police, man. I mean, it's like, well, I mean, you heard it right there. Well, we don't feel that this is appropriate. We're going to charge you for this, but we don't feel you should watch this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good episode.
Like, flag it, maybe. Like, flag it and say, hey, look, there's some allegations here. We don't know the blah, blah. It's for like we say during Pigskin Picks, for entertainment purposes only. Don't really go spend money on based on our picks on football.
Yeah.
Void were prohibited.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good episode where, you know, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
In a mental hospital, but he's Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. He sings like Michael Jackson.
Oh, but he doesn't look like him?
No, it looks nothing like him at all, but I mean, it's his voice.
Is clearly. He Yalla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody has jaundice.
Yeah.
In The Simpsons.
Yeah, there's liver trouble in Springfield and Shelbyville.
Seems like it.
Ogdenville.
Capital City.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you won't be seeing that one anytime soon. So, you know, and I don't know how many other episodes that they've pulled throughout the years other than that one.
Well, so it's several things. It's also like, you know, they got a litany of things like, okay, Disney Plus hits. Don't forget, we got to press release this. All right, what else can we get day three? What do we throw out there to get people talking about? Oh yeah, let's get them pissed that they can't see this episode of The Simpsons. They probably don't want to see really.
Is it still a current show?
Yeah.
Okay. I know how fast they can bang them out now. They still try to tell you. Well, it takes a while, even with computers.
It does, especially for The Simpsons. It takes a lot longer than say South Park.
So how does WWE Raw say they're the longest running episodic television show? If it's The Simpsons.
You know how it is. Like, if you break it down far enough, everybody can say they're number one in the ratings.
Oh.
Because you got number one with, like, asexual transvestites between 89 and 93 years old.
I think we did really win that.
I think we did, yeah. But, I mean, if you break it down far enough, everybody's number one.
Yeah.
Or everybody, you know, I mean, I don't know how they say that.
I guess it's the seasons thing, right?
Maybe they say it's weekly episodic, right?
Weekly episodic. Okay,
The Simpsons takes an off season.
Yeah. That is true. Like, it's every Monday live television.
Mm-hmm.
You could take some time off. That'd be cool.
And they get to go and they get to, you know, they get to have it over 60 minutes, which has been on for like 50 something years.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's news, not episodic television.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
All right.
But we do are number just make one something in the up ratings, for yourself. So I don't want to like people to extract from that that we're breaking it down when we say we are doing well in the ratings.
No, we're throwing it on top of everybody else who acts like they are but aren't really.
Yeah. We got to work on the older women.
I know. Older
Talk
women
to your mama. Yeah. Talk to your mama and ask her what she listens to in the mornings.
We have your mama on here. She must be helping, pulling some ladies in, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, or at least reminding some kids of their childhood.
Right. Thank you, girl.
Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We should do a Silver P1s event.
We should.
A silver V1.
Yeah, we should.
Like, we're working when it would happen, though.
I don't know. It's, yeah, that's a good point.
It's when I go to the gym.
Well, it's an idea. Oh, look, somebody just texted me. It's already been done. There's already a silver P1 night. All right.
Can you sell it?
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Rocker Bells. Thank you, Meat Shake. Fat Boy, what is up in the sports hole?
We might have an issue on our hands, as in a tainted World Series title. The Astros just won it. I don't know how long they're going to get to keep it. This is picking up some steam. There's some chicanery going on, some tomfoolery.
Oh, man.
I was pretty damn positive the Nationals won it.
Well, yeah, they did. They did win it. But this goes from this past World Series. I meant the one they won a couple years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
okay.
It happened in this one, too.
Okay.
It'll happen.
Wow, you know what's crazy? I mean, for real.
Somebody not have an idea?
What year is it? No, I'm not asking for, I mean, what year is it?
I don't know why I just looked at the computer. 2019.
100 years ago, World Series. What year was that?
1930.
1919 World Series. Shoeless Joe Jackson, Black Sox.
Yeah, he gambled. Keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Okay. There's a conspiracy I can wrap around my brain around.
Here's a new one.
All right, fantastic. We'll get into that next. Sports Hole Fat Boy right after this morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Uh-oh, big controversy going on. This is gaining some traction, man. This is huge.
Huge.
So, apparently the Astros, when they won the World Series in 2017, had a camera set up in center field that would catch the opposing catcher's signs where he wiggles his fingers around.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those guys wear fingernail polish now.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. So the pitchers can see.
Yeah.
And
they wear white.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a couple yellows.
I mean, a lot of times it's just white out probably.
Are there any other situations that they call pitches without finger and hand gestures? Like, are there? Can you do a call? Can you go?
Ooh, ooh. I mean, some pitching coaches have signals. If they're not, because you know you can't go out to the mound all the time. You can't mound visit a lot.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what if you don't want to use hand gestures? Are there, like, you know, now the coaches will hold up pictures of fruit or, you know, all these various combos. I'm just wondering, that's something that hasn't changed in 130 years of baseball.
Well, what was happening in this situation was something similar. So when the camera would get the signs, it would relay it to the dugout, and then there would be like a loud bang against the wall for a fastball, and I believe a yell would mean a breaking ball. So guys knew what pitches were coming when they were going up there.
Throw a slider.
So this was happening pretty quick. And then people were like, okay, it's a conspiracy theory. You can't corroborate or substantiate any of that, can you? Mike Fiers said they were doing it. He was on the team in 2017. He said it was indeed going on. He said he wants the game cleaned up a little bit because there are guys losing their jobs over it, not knowing what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
So what if a fan was in the outfield and just had a great camera and zoomed in and he tweeted it out?
Well, nobody's going to know except for the teams. They change.
Wink, wink.
So, baseball has launched an investigation. The Astros said they will investigate.
There's no loyalty to your team anymore either because nobody stays with the team long.
No.
Like Babe Ruth, you imagine if he ever talked crap about the Yankees. Mickey Mantle. Hank Aaron with the Braves. He should, probably.
This day and age, there's no reason to stay loyal to a team. They're not loyal to you.
No.
So the Astros going to act like they
used
don't
to
know.
Be.
Mm-hmm. We'll launch an investigation. I can't believe this is happening from the GM all the way up to the
owner. But will it matter? Look at the Patriots. I mean, they were videotaping the other team's practices. Nobody gave a crap.
Yeah. Colts piping in noise. Like, everybody's got some kind of advantage, right? I mean, they got penalized in draft picks, but...
Wrestling used to mute when the fans would boo Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
They edited footage this week.
Pumping in the Goldberg chants.
Yeah. They altered, evidently, the Seth Rollins match audio. Used previous cheers. Because evidently it was a dud.
Yeah.
Which is a shock because he's great. A Hall of Famer returns to baseball. He's going to manage an Italian baseball team. Talking about Mike Piazza.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Italian national baseball team.
Italians.
2020 European Baseball Championship and the 2021 World Baseball Classic.
Hey, folks.
He's 51.
Well, he should be. He was a rookie in 92.
Yeah, but you should feel old, right?
I do.
12-time
All-Star. What's he look like now? I want to see how the – because he used to have, like, a curly mullet back in the day.
You remember his ball card with his Dodgers jersey wasn't buttoned up?
Oh, hell yeah. I hated the Dodgers, but I was pissed when he went to New York. I was like, you look – you. I mean, it works for you because when I think New York, I think pizza, and your last name looks like pizza. Makes sense. Good thing he didn't go to Chicago. I hate their pizza.
You think of Piazza as a power hitter,
your fork
right?
and knife.
You think of him as a power hitter because he had over 400 home runs.
He's great.
His average was he was a career 308 hitter.
Yeah, he was a 300 man.
Who was a better catcher
Pudge hitter? Fisk?
Johnny Bench, maybe. Not even. No, it's Piazza for sure.
I've looked that up.
Yeah, look into some because you got. I mean, you know, you can't. If we just go off batting average, we're being stupid about it. So we got to look up some other stuff.
Well, you throw in home runs. You throw in also are they in the Hall of Fame? Because if baseball don't think they're good, then we can't.
Yeah, Piazza's in.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Defensively, not very good. But his offensive production and holding it down, you know, that was something to be proud of.
Great hair, handlebar mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick.
Yeah, I don't think you'll find a better offensive catcher than Mike Piazza. I just don't think it exists.
Yeah.
So we know Jay-Z's involvement with the NFL as their live events coordinator. It said here he had a hand in organizing this workout with Colin Kaepernick, which they were saying Kaepernick's reps were saying, can we put it on a Tuesday? Usually Tuesday is when the off days in the NFL where they work people out for positions. Mm-hmm. Coaches are more available. They're like on a Saturday, they're either traveling to games or they got home games that they're prepping for.
Or they're watching college football.
Or they don't have time to watch anybody work out.
Yeah.
The NFL said, no, it's got to be on a Saturday. Got to be this Saturday. They also won't tell Kaepernick who's going to show up or how many RSVP'd, what teams or what GMs or what. And a lot of the teams are saying they're surprised and blindsided this is going on. Because
it's dirty.
Yeah, it is.
Why, has the NFL ever arranged a practice for a single player for any teams of their choice to just show up?
I don't think so.
This is dirty as crap.
Other than like pro days, which is seems like it has this feel
it's
to it.
It's a payoff, man. It's a payoff.
Jay-Z's probably annoying him, saying words wrong in the league office, walking around and wanting to give him a workout. And they're like, give him a workout so he'll shut up. Hova.
God.
Keep Hova happy.
I think it's dirty.
So we'll see if he signs it. Again, he's 32, so he's going to have a short window anyway.
What about the second, third, fourth, or fifth guy that didn't stand up or that kneeled? Did they still all have their jobs? And if not, I demand they get a practice.
Unless they just retired.
Yeah, there were so many.
Yeah.
I think Eric Reed plays for the Panthers, still playing well.
Got a contract.
But no one is still
kneels, nobody cares.
Okay, so somebody still kneels, but no one cares.
Yeah, Kaepernick kind of got a raw deal because he wasn't the only one, but he was the one who was made the poster child of it, the only one who got run out of the league.
Well, he,
while the other dude's still in the league doing it.
He made himself the poster child. Like everything about him became about that and not about it, his gameplay.
I mean, I'd argue the same about Eric Reed.
I think when Tepper came out and said it didn't bother him and it's not really going to affect anything, the fans were like, well, if you don't care, I guess we don't either. So
yeah.
Yeah.
He can kneel if he wants.
Eric
like he just went away.
Remained a good safety, but at the same time, I mean, that was so much about what he was about, but it just wasn't as big a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hole, man.
That's the hole. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, more Rise Guys, also a brand new – Oh, we haven't done it yet. A brand new, all new Facebook fussing. 7:30. Morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.